I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
As like a small audience, but they were super, super enthusiastic. Oh, fuck. Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot new spicy food challenge in a car. Woo. Tonight we have a special guest, comedian LJ Sullivan.
Woo. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Kia. Thank you for being here tonight. How are you with spicy food?
I am okay. I am all right. Not as good as I wish I was.
Okay, okay.
So this should be interesting.
You're not like a hot sauce guy at all?
I like hot sauce, but I like to keep it kind of more mild. Yeah. I like the vinegary sauces, okay. Kind of. But, you know, I get a little crazy. I've done some habanero in my day. So, you know, that's... like I was saying, I like some flavor heat. But, we'll see.
All right, well, we got habaneros in the lineup tonight.
Woo!
But the first one we're going to start out with is sriracha.
Sriracha.
And I'm in a 2200 Scoville unit. Down the hatch.
Cold nuggets.
Classic. All right, let me explain the rules of the game. We have six sauces. Sauces 1 through 5. You can have as much liquids as you would like on the sixth one. To win the prize tonight, you have to go 5 minutes without any liquids after that one. After the last one. Up until then, you can have all you want. All
right, cool.
Yeah, this is the last one. 5 minutes. Next sauce.
Oh, yes.
This is our very own Uber Spicy Original Habanero Hot Sauce. Dude. We do not know the Scoville rating on this one.
I love that. It's a mystery, dude.
Yes.
All
down the hatch.
Let's get after it.
All right, LJ, what's up? What you been up to? Don't talk about the sessions,
because
that's
the next question. Well, before the session show, we had the service industry show. So it was a show for all, your servers, your cooks, your dishwashers, all those folks. So that was a fun show. That was good. Yeah. There was a lot of people there. I just did the Comic of the Year competition, made it to the semifinals,
nice.
Did not make it to the final round, but, you know, that's all good. I'm friends with everybody who made it. I was on the session with one of the finalists, so it's been busy. I was not ready for it to be such a busy start of the year.
Yeah.
It's been a busy first month.
Speaking of Comic of the Year, congrats, Greg Sisko.
Greg Sisko, killing it. Yeah, it was real good.
What do you win?
A strong set. The Caroline bit, the bop-bop-bops. He just really knows how to get an audience on his side. He has interactive bits, and it just these huge pops, just these people are almost on their feet, and I think they're laughing too hard to get on their feet. It's incredible, man.
All right,
what's this third guy?
Next one is Tierfing's Curse, coming in at
Tierfing's Curse.
Tierfing's Curse.
Okay, all right.
99,000 Scoville units.
I like the flavor on this one.
Mm-hmm. LJ, it's been about a year since you've been on Toasted Marshmallow. What have you learned about comedy in that time?
Ooh. Man, have I been to Chicago on that episode? Mm-hmm. Did I talk about that at all? So, I went to Chicago. I actually went a couple times this year. One time was for comedy. The other time was for a friend's wedding. So for my friend's wedding, not a whole lot of learning to be done. I did get a cool bit out of it, though, running around with her and stuff, and being a part of the wedding and seeing all that stuff happen. That was cool. But the major comedy thing that I learned is just, like, getting that taste of regionality and, like, I've been on the road a little bit out here in the Pacific Northwest, but to get that sense of how people are different across the country, like from coast to coast and everywhere in between. So I think that was a huge lesson, and like figuring out which bits to use for which crowds has been like really at the forefront of my mind. But ironically, I think that might have been what kept me out of the finals on Comic of the Year. I was looking at the audience, and I think I got too caught up in what do these people want to hear?
Yeah.
Like what are they comfortable with, instead of just going up there and doing the material that like I wanted to do and being passionate about it. So it's like a fine line that you walk. You wanna meet them where they're at, but you also wanna push them a little. All right, this is it. This is the one.
This is the bomb.
Okay, I love how that's. You can tell the color. Like, it's a bold. Whew, all right.
All right, next one.
Concerned about this.
It's
very concerned. Whew, okay.
Coming in at 135,600 Scoville units.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Move
it. Oh, no. Oh.
LJ, when you can, please tell us about the session show that just happened last night.
This session was great. Oh, God, why does it hurt so much? Who would do this to themselves? The session was awesome. As like a small audience, but they were super, super enthusiastic. Oh, fuck. It was weird, though. There was one big group, and they got a fishbowl. So they were really drunk. Oh my God! So they had this like arc, like enthusiastic, rowdy, and then they were just drunk and tired. Oh God, it hurts so much. Oh, my mouth is on fire.
And you can say you've had the famous da bomb.
Woo!
What's your review?
Just pain. It's just pain. There's no flavor.
That was terrible.
It's my worst nightmare. I hate it. As I'm talking about it, it's like searing in more. Oh, God.
Did you take your milk pill?
Oh, yeah. it's setting in, man.
That's why Leslie got out of the car.
Oh, no, it's uncomfortable. Yeah, but you can't run from this.
No, it stays with
it's
you.
It's internal.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next? Hit me. Hit me, man. Let's get this over with.
You didn't want to go?
Oh, yeah.
Melinda's. Ghost pepper, wing sauce, and coffee. We have 400,000 Scoville units down the hatch.
If you never did comedy, what do you think your creative outlet would be?
I've always cooked. I grew up watching the Food Network. So, and I've always worked in kitchens. Worked in kitchens for like over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely be cutting up in the kitchen.
What do you cook?
I worked mostly in a breakfast diner.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bar type restaurants, you know.
Have you ever worked with weed?
Cooked with cannabis?
Yeah.
No, actually, I've never even made like basic simple edibles, just because I rent, and that making the butter can have a smell.
Oh.
It just never felt safe to do.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get into my new place. It's on the docket. I don't know if this is gonna help, but
try it.
Interesting mouthfeel, I'll say that.
Mm. Yeah. Have you gotten a high feeling at all?
From the capsaicin?
From the whatever. Some people say they get high. They have a high feeling.
I think it's just pain.
It's pain. All right.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I said that, but then I kind of did get a little wave of euphoria. I think it ebbs and it floats, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just pain. Sometimes you're... I think what happens is when your pain receptors, like, singe out, like, they can't keep sending constant 10-level pain. So then your mouth is, like, numb and you can't feel anything. And that feeling becomes euphoric of like, oh, like, a moment of respite. You guys just do this.
We do it every week.
That's our second one.
You guys ever just have like a nice refreshing salad? Like,
no.
No.
What do you think, LJ?
I think we got to do this last one. I have a little bit of milk left.
Okay.
Oh, is that your last one? Last milk ever?
Oh, do we have any more milk?
I don't think so.
Oh, shoot. There's a water down there. Is that new?
Yep.
Just in case. After the 5 minutes.
Before the 5 minutes, how about?
Oh, it's a little frozen. That must have been in the car for a minute.
Oh, man. I know people say milk is the answer.
Not.
Ice cold water is coming in clutch. Nice. Let's fucking do this thing, all right, man. All right.
Hellfire Doom coming in at 6.6. Let's go.
Uh oh, I lost my stick.
Oh, I can't have that.
Nope. Oh, all right, LJ. Tell us about the Northwest Black Comedy Fest and your involvement this year.
Oh,
you can't have that.
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
5 minutes of fire.
Fuck! The Northwest Black Comedy Festival is super great. It's in Portland. It happens every year. It's in February. It's Black History Month. Why did they give us the shortest month of the year? Those fucking pieces of shit. I'm sure it's the same people who invented this hot sauce. God damn, it's so hot. Oh, why am I going fast? Yeah, it's so long.
Do you already have spots for this one? How's it
work?
The
schedule's been fluctuating a little bit this year. I have a guaranteed spot. Minimum 5 minutes. They might call me up to do more.
Oh, nice.
I got a cool relationship with these guys. So, you know. It should be good.
Sweet. See, they're doing some live podcasts, too.
They are doing live podcasts. I don't know if I'll be on that. But I will be in the audience. So you might hear my obnoxious laughter.
We love your laugh.
Yeah, you made me that sound clip. That was dope.
Oh, yeah. Once in a while, I see LJ's laugh.
Okay, what's the worst of it right now, LJ?
Oh, God. I don't know.
The burning mouth?
The burning mouth is bad. But
3 minutes ago.
It's in the back.
Yep.
And it's on top, too.
Yeah.
It's not just the tongue.
Yep.
Which is really unsettling.
It is going to pass. It will.
Yeah.
All things pass.
Mm-hmm.
The only constant in reality is change. Can I roll down this window?
Oh, here, yeah. Let me, I got to put the keys in.
What else you got going on? Any shows coming up?
Besides the festival.
Ooh.
Oh, cheers. I'm going to be on the stand-up strip down later this year.
Oh, nice. At the balcony.
Yeah. I don't think that's still May, though.
Two more minutes.
Ooh.
I think it's starting to throb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little ways out, so, you know, if you need somebody to tell jokes, like, March through April, my schedule's open. And as long as it's nothing like this, as long as I'm not in this much pain, oh, Jesus. Why did I sign up for this?
You needed a ride.
I did. I needed a ride so bad. This is for an open mic, too, not even a show. This is how dedicated I am to the craft. Let it be known.
Wouldn't this have been awful before the show?
Oh, yeah.
That's
part of the reason for tonight.
Oh, my eyes are just like rivers right now.
1 minute to go.
We got this.
Woo!
All right, what else?
I'm hosting the open mic on Thursdays now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, are you?
Downtown?
Matt Sweet. Downtown, Matt Sweet.
Oh, that's
Thursdays.
Terrific.
I'm the host.
What time?
Indefinitely?
I think until March.
Oh, wow.
Sweet. At least. Yeah. Show starts at 8 p.m. Sign-ups are Wednesday online.
Get your drinks ready.
They start at 10, and they close at 5.
10,
9, 8,
7, 9,
6,
5,
4,
Three, two, one!
MJ, you climbed the mountain of sauces. You had a glitch at the bomb and Hellfire Doom, but you did it. You killed it, and you have won the 5 minutes of fire challenge.
Yes.
Victory!
Yeah.
Here's a parting gift and
thank you.
3 hours of social media.
Oh my God, that's such a
creation.
Gift.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys. This is great. As much as it hurt, as much as I'm like shaking and having a visceral reaction to this. It was great. Let's see if I can do an open mic after this.
Maybe you got some material right here.
Yeah. Pain is great material.
LJ, thank you for being on Uber Spicy tonight, and we'll see you next time.
Woo. Deuces.